I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Jurors hearing the federal retrial of former Madison police officer Eric Parker will be back in court today for a fourth day of deliberations. Jurors are returning to court this morning after telling U.S. District Judge Madeline Haikala yesterday that they were once again unable to come to a unanimous decision in the civil rights case. The judge is trying to avoid a second mistrial for Parker on charges of violating the rights of 58-year-old Suresh Bay Patel by the use of excessive force during a police stop in February. Parker's first trial ended in a hung jury. Parker threw Patel to the ground while investigating a suspicious person complaint in a suburban neighborhood. Patel has said through an interpreter that he doesn't understand English and didn't understand the officer's orders. A petition calling for Perry County Circuit Judge Marvin Wiggins to be disbarred has gathered more than 23,000 signatures. That Care 2 petition demands Wiggins be disbarred for forcing low-income offenders to give blood in exchange for credits toward their legal fees. Wiggins threatened jail time if they didn't give blood. That got the attention of the New York Times and the Southern Poverty Law Center, who filed an ethics complaint against Wiggins. Sarah Zamperin is a senior staff attorney with the SPLC. She says Wiggins' behavior was not only illegal, but unethical.
It's, number one, a violation of the laws, but also is a violation of judicial ethics, because judges are required to uphold the integrity and independence of the judiciary. And this really undermines public confidence in the judiciary to make these sorts of orders.
Wiggins is no stranger to controversy. He was removed from the Board of Trustees at Alabama State last year for conflicts of interest, and he was publicly reprimanded by the state bar in 2009 for failing to recuse himself from a case involving family members. Another presidential contender is making their way to Alabama. APR's Stan Ingold has more about this week's visitor.
Republican presidential candidate and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee will revisit Alabama on Thursday. Governor Huckabee will be at the Alabama Republican Party ALGOP headquarters in Birmingham at 1:30 p.m. During the event, Governor Huckabee will present his petition and filing fee to Republican Chairwoman Terry Lathan. Huckabee visited Alabama last month, making several stops throughout the state. In 2008, Governor Huckabee won the Alabama primary. Alabama has seen visits from former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Dr. Ben Carson, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Senator Ted Cruz, Ohio Governor John Kasich, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Bernie Sanders visited via telecast, and Donald Trump. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be coming back to Alabama in about a month alongside the National Bar Association. Now your forecast.
Highs top out in the upper 70s, approaching 80 in some parts of the state today and on Thursday. Expect a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Small chance for a shower or two each day, but the risk of rain will be small. Most of your state dry. Better chance of rain arriving by Friday evening and Friday night. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.